Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yes. Say, be not weary.
Good morning. My name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to...
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Blog Talk Radio. Our first rule is that we do not use profanity. The second rule is that we please put our phones on mute if we're not speaking, so that we will not hear background noises. On tonight, we'll have
Joseph's testimony, but I thank and I praise God that I know Jesus for myself. Yes. Amen. We're going to bow for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly
Father, we will be having a free conversation on tonight. Hold on just a second. I'm having some technical difficulties. We're on live Street Talk, and as I said, we will not use profanity, and we will put our phones on mute if we're not speaking. Hello, callers. Do you have anything on your mind on tonight? Hello, caller at 3657. Can you please say hello?
Hello.
Hello, how are you
how
on tonight?
I'm great.
We're fine. Do you have anything on your mind on tonight?
No, I'm just calling for support. I don't have nothing to talk about tonight.
You don't have nothing to talk about on tonight? Nothing's went on this week in your life to where you want to speak about it, or any life situations, life changes, anybody that you talked to that went through anything?
No, not this week. It's been a kind of slow week. Nothing exciting or nothing has changed that I know of.
Oh, okay. Well, I ran into some situations to where a couple of friends of mine, I became distrustful in them. You know, I've gotten into some situations where I'm trying to understand why do friends let you down? You know, I've experienced a situation to where one of closest friends has let me down this week, and I've got into several arguments, and people have stolen from me this week, and it kind of broke my heart. And so, what kind of advice would you give to me, which I am the host, but what kind of advice would you think that you would give to me when it comes to friends who steal from each other and take, you know? Have you ever experienced something like that?
Yes, I have. But I mean, it's hard because you try to be there for people, and I feel like it would have went a different way if they would have just asked you for it. You might couldn't give them all of what they wanted or exactly what they wanted, but I'm sure, being the person that you are, you would try to help them, you know, best you could. But I mean, I don't. A lot of times, when I feel like when people take from you and you've been a friend to them, I feel sometimes I believe it has something to do with drugs a lot of times. You know, I mean, you can't always blame it on that, but 9 times out of 10, most of the time that's what it is. Because I feel like in their right mind, they might wouldn't have did it like that.
Well, I find it that a lot of people say that people blame it on drugs when people steal from you and things of that nature, but I don't really blame it on drugs. I feel like when a person steals from you knowing what they're doing. I don't care if you're on drugs or not. You know that you're stealing, and if you're on drugs or not on drugs, you still know that you're feeling, and you have I feel like it's consequences for everybody's actions. And in the Bible, it says you should not deal falsely, you should not lie to one another and things of that nature. And it tells you that treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that too. Yeah, and it is always the thing is too that you know they do it and but when it happens to them, it's gonna be way worse. When it happens to them, it don't even have to be you done it. But I mean, whether it's valuable or not, something could be valuable to you. You know, to where one person might not think, well, it's not, this ain't nothing. She ain't gonna be tripping on this, or you know. But it could be something that's really valuable to you, to where one person might not feel like it's that valuable. Kind of get what I'm saying, too?
You said what? I'm sorry.
I'm saying, like, it could, I don't know if it was what they took was valuable or not, but a lot of times when people do take stuff from you, they might not feel like it's that valuable. To them, it might not be, but to you, it could be, you know, priceless. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah,
you know, it hurts.
It ain't what you stole. To me, if it's coming from a friend, took something from,
it's hurtful regardless of the situation.
It's the point that a friend took from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not the point of them stealing. It's just the point that friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where it came.
It
don't
matter what it was. Yeah.
That's hurtful. It's something personal. I feel like it's a difference from like if a total stranger, I feel like it's a difference in a total stranger taking something from you and a person that you consider to be your friend something from you. That's two total, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real different. It doesn't make you weak because it hurts, but it just by being a friend or somebody you call your friend, taking it hurts. I mean, and ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Because, I know you didn't expect that, you know?
Yeah, you don't expect it to come from a friend, yeah. And what's so crazy is that once you, and I'm going to tell you something, like, I know for a fact that when you grow older and you start studying the Bible and you start learning what the Bible really teaches about life and what the Bible really teaches you about things, period, you know what I'm saying? You handle things differently as well. And so I found myself handling it in a different aspect, and I feel like I've done very, very good as far as how I handled when the person took from me and that was my friend. Because, you know, usually, you know, back in the days, it would have been something totally different, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like I handled it in a godly manner, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way God would handle it. I would like to bring it out, you know, let the person know, hey, I know that you took this from me. And then I went back, you know, and got, they regave some of the things of mine to some people to give back to me. And they played like they found some other stuff in their yards, but they still never told me that they took it. You know what I'm saying? And it hurt. I handled it in a good way. And I felt like I didn't bother nobody. I didn't hurt anybody. And I just prayed about it and I moved forward. And I feel better by doing that other than doing something wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, acting out.
Yeah, instead of acting out in a different fashion. And I feel so good about the way that I'm doing it. And I know that some people have to understand that It's not what you do, you know what I'm saying? It's how you do things. And if a person just asks you for something instead of taking it, even if they didn't really just take it, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how people say slippers count, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you're dealing with your friend, slippers shouldn't count. Everybody should hold.
That's right.
Everybody should hold each other down, no matter what, if you consider yourself a friend. Mm-hmm. I have a new caller at 5441. How are you on today? Caller with the last number, 5441. How are you on today?
I'm good.
Okay, we was talking about people stealing and stuff. People stealing and stuff of that nature. I don't know if you heard the conversation, but we were talking about, you know, when how I feel when a person steals from you that you know, rather than a person that you just chill, you know, a person that you don't know. What is your outlook on that?
On what, ma'am? I didn't hear you again.
When a person steals from you, would it hurt you if a person that you know steals from you? Or a person that you don't know, like, you know, what would your outlook, what would your advice be like what would you, like, how would you feel if a person steals from you, if it's a person that you know?
Well, I can't stand from a person that steals from me, so I don't know what to tell you about that one.
I understand. I was talking about what it said in the Bible about stealing, like it tell you don't steal and stuff like that. So I don't think that that's a godly thing to do. Have you experienced anything in this week that you would like to talk about on Street Talk?
No, I haven't. Ain't nobody stole nothing from me. They steal something from me, I might be in jail.
I understand that. I understand that totally.
Well,
totally. Yeah, we don't want you to go to jail for nobody stealing either. So we're not gonna hope that nobody take anything from you. And I feel like nobody's supposed to steal or hurt you. You know, in a time, you know, in the world, you know.
True.
I already looked on down me.
Yeah. Well, I have some new news. We're having this coming October, health fair healing at the First Free Will Baptist Church that I would like to invite you all to. That's on October the 31st on Halloween, and we're also having Trunk or Treat as well. And I want to invite everybody that can hear us on Street Talk to come out on October the 31st. And, yeah, back to the conversation about stealing. Yeah, I had something that really took something, and I really felt some type of way about it. But it teaches you in the Bible not to, you know, not to steal, and it also tell you about handling friends. What do y'all think about when you come into connection with friends? Like, what do y'all think about new age friends? Like, the new way that people is doing things nowadays instead of your new age friends. Do y'all meet new people nowadays? How do y'all feel about meeting new people?
I'm kind of not. Well, I don't go too much anywhere no way, you know, but of course, just, I'm kind of set with who I'm around. I don't really want to, you know, deal with no new friends. Right now, it's kind of, I mean, you don't know who is who and what, you know, it's crazy right now. And the way people are today, it's not like when, you know, we was coming up or making friends, because it's like, I don't even think it's no village no more. You know how they say the village raised and stuff like that? I don't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of hard to where, you know, I'd rather just deal with the people that I know. And, I mean, it's high and by. I mean, I'm not going to be rude to a person if I meet them through somebody else, something like that. But I just, for me, just going out, say, hi, I'm Peaches and da-da-da. I'm not trying to do that right now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know if that's good or bad.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing not to meet new people because, I mean, it's kind of healthy to meet new people, go out and meet new people. But, I mean, a lot of people don't find it very easy to meet new people as we get older. And, you know, you find it hard to meet new people and you want to meet new friends because meeting new friends, you know, may start off to be, you know, maybe difficult since we got older in age. I don't know what age groups y'all are, but meeting new people is kind of odd nowadays. And, like, the way people go about meeting people, some people go on these chat lines and on Facebook and, you know, online and stuff and meet people, and they actually date off of those websites and stuff. What do y'all think about that, like dating off the websites and stuff? Because, I mean, a lot of people date off the websites. I got a couple of new callers. Say hello. If your number ends in 7561, say hello on tonight.
How you doing? How y'all doing?
We're fine. Caller at 8517. Say hello on tonight. If your number ends in 8517, say hello on tonight.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
How are you all? We're online and we're talking about meeting new people. Like, what do y'all feel about meeting? Do you all have any input on meeting new people? Do y'all find it easy to meet new people in today's world?
No, I don't like meeting new people. People are weird.
You say people are weird?
Yeah, so there's no need to meet new people. You're going to meet yourself something that you don't need to be meeting. Believe me, I know.
More people you know, more problems. Less people you meet, less people you know, less problems. That's how I look at it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a benefit kind of when you meet new people. I feel like it's kind of a benefit to meet new people. You know, if you're like a business person or something like that, but I mean, just to meet people as friends. I mean, a lot of people within our age, you know how they used to say it take a village to raise children. Nobody believes in anybody disciplining their kids and stuff nowadays. Everybody wants to say, don't hit my child and don't do this. What is your outlook on that? You know, as far as, I don't know if any of y'all, any of the colors online have kids. I have a new call, 0356. If that's your last number, say hello to Street Talk on tonight.
What's up with the Street Talk?
We're online having a conversation, a free conversation on tonight, and I'm asking questions, and I want to know, like, what is y'all outlook on taking a village to raise a kid? If y'all have kids, like, what is y'all outlook on other people disciplining your kids if they see them doing something wrong in the street? Do y'all think that's okay or not okay? Talk to me.
I think it's good. You know, I think that's what helped. That's what happened because when that left,
yeah,
when everything got crazy. You know what I'm saying? When other people discipline your kids, like when I was growing up, before you made it home, you got whooped by at least 4 or 5 of your neighbors. And then you got whooped by your neighbors.
Yeah,
so,
we don't have those
kind of neighbors no more. You know, these.
Well,
you
when
know,
I grew up, it wasn't like that.
Yeah,
and nobody said, not this to my kids.
We do. We still do got them neighbors like that, man. The motherfucker, we just don't let our kids go with us because they got bed bugs.
Ain't that something?
Okay.
Well, Sean,
I'm sorry. I missed that. What did you say?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
I blend in.
Neighbors like that, but they have bed bugs. We can't let our children go over there.
It's not like kids going over your house. She's talking about disciplining kids, not kids going over your house.
No, I'm talking about people disciplining your kids, like people that's actually helping raise your kids. I believe that it takes a village to raise a kid. I'm kind of like an old timey. I'm a younger old timey kind of mom. I feel like if my child is across the neighborhood doing something wrong and you catch them doing it, I firmly believe that you're supposed to tell them to stop and you're supposed to discipline them right there in action while they're doing what they're doing.
Girl, you must don't know these kids. children now. These children will cuss you out and beat you up. This 2015.
I mean, I've ran into some kids that call themselves trying to do me like that, but I don't feel like a child that's under 18 is going to do me like that. I mean, I don't know how people allow kids to
control
like that.
I ain't saying nothing to nobody, child, because them children will whoop you these days. You better be mad at me.
Are they going to
pull your pistol?
That's what I'm saying. You better be scared of these children these days. Ain't no telling what they got. Turn around, cuss you out. It slapped the mess out of you.
How can you pull a big pistol out of them tight ass clothes, though?
No, we don't cuss on street talk. That's one of our rules. We cannot cuss on street talk.
Well,
but
you know, they make it possible.
You sit out
they
of the tight clothes
at the They're wearing big shirts and tight, skinny legs.
Boys
no,
and girls.
Them. They still sag in the skinny legs.
Boys want to be girls.
Ain't that so?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think about the new trend about everybody, where they're okay for the gay marriages and things of that nature? What is y'all outlook on that?
It's not right. All of them going
to hell. Before telling the sale.
Honestly, I don't care about it. It ain't number six, so if that's what they want to do, have sex with each other, they can do it.
Okay, everybody, we're going to talk one at a time. I'm going to go down the row. Caller at 3657. What do you feel about this?
Woman ain't got no sense.
Hold on for a second.
Hey,
caller at 3657. What do you feel about the gay man?
I'm like, huh, you know, it ain't got nothing to do with me. But I mean, hey, if that's what they want, that's them. No, they got to deal with that when they meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, caller 7561, what do you feel?
About what? Gay marriages or something?
Yeah, gay marriages. What do you feel about gay marriages?
Well, I'm going to say it like this. I ain't got no say-so over it, so hey. But I'm going to say this. I seen something my Farrakhan said because he's like, our presidency, you know what I'm saying, for us the presidency and everything, you know what I'm saying, America was founded and built on for us like the Bible and everything. Now, what he was saying, he was talking about for us how they'll bend for certain rules and then try to change certain things, you know what I'm saying, for us like it's okay, you know what I'm saying, right, we're supposed to judge and all that, but still, though, come on, that is not what's up. No, it's not cool.
Hold on, just a second. It's one at a time. You had the chance to speak. It's one at a time. You say that's not right. Okay, I agree with you on that. Some people may disagree. Caller at 8517. What do you think about that?
I feel like it's really messed up.
Okay.
You shouldn't have the kids around seeing that type of behavior.
Okay. Hold on, Anonymous. You already had your chance to speak. Let 8517 express his thought. Go ahead.
I ain't got
that. Okay, that was it. Okay, caller at 0356, what is your thoughts on it?
They all going to hell.
That's
you
good
can't cuss on street talk. You can't cuss on street
talk. That's not a curse word. That's not a curse word.
All these folks look off at this gas station.
Okay, well, look.
Which gas station you at?
Texaco.
Y'all crazy. Y'all are crazy. Tonight, y'all done carried on a little bit. But, listen, the Bible doesn't teach you to have same-sex marriages. He taught for a man to be with a woman. He took a rib out of a man to create a woman. So that's where it's supposed to be at. He told us to be fruitful and grow. You cannot be fruitful and grow with the same sex. If you're having sex with the same person, like y'all said, it is just sex, But if you're having sex with the same sex, then you cannot make kids. So
let me say this. You ever heard of a little term called controlled population?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they doing. That's right. That's right.
Controlled population. You know what
Controlling
I'm saying?
Controlling the population.
You got diseases. You got women sleeping with women, men sleeping with men. You know what I'm saying? That way you can't be fruitful and all this old type of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's controlled population. Look at
yeah,
it back in the 30s.
What,
how many people? Look at the 30s. 30 million people died. What it was? Measles? 30 million people died from measles in 1930s. 30 million. And after 30 million people died, all of a sudden the cure come up.
Oh,
yeah,
I think your conversation needs to be, why get married when you're cheating?
Huh?
Wow. We're going to do that next week. We only have five minutes left. So next Friday, we're going to make sure y'all call back, and we're going to talk about that. I'm glad you said that, Anonymous. We're going to talk about why get married. We're going to do this for a whole hour next week. Why get married if you're going to cheat? Y'all keep that on your mind.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, because
yeah,
I don't believe in marriage, really.
You say you don't believe
why
in marriage?
No, because everybody here to see.
Who is
you
that saying? Everybody here to say We just standing on the way.
Go ahead and explain that to me real quick.
On the way world. We standing on the way world.
How many kids you got?
Evidently, we standing on the way to hell. If we married and
how many kids you got?
Children, I have two children, and they're not called kids.
Well, how many baby kids you got?
Two. 2015, I told you that.
Hey, I don't wanna be called out by no number, because that's what they give you in the pen. I don't want no number. Call me Dozy.
That's a good point.
You feel right about that.
Okay. Okay, you right.
901-189.
Okay.
7582132.
No.
But now, man, black people need to come together, though, for real. But us black folks mm-hmm. need to come together, man.
Real
talk. Yeah, we
I feel like the Hispanic people got some of our blood, man. Cause they kick it too strong. And when I was growing up, that's how black African American people used to be.
Used to be.
Uh-huh.
Used to be.
No.
Wait. You gotta be careful what you speak out into the universe too. That's a real good point. Cause I'm gonna say like this: they got the best network system of all races. They do.
You see how many channels they got on TV?
What do y'all think we can do to improve ourselves? If y'all feel like they got everything going, y'all need to think about what we can
Hey, that's the brain strainer right there. That's the brain strainer right there.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The only way we're going to get it together, we got to go on and put Trump up in there and let him go on and be at that wall so he can go on and get them back over there so we can get our jobs back.
True.
And
no.
We can start throwing more bigger and better barbecues, babe.
So what we have to do, we only have 60 seconds left. What we have to do is all join together and learn how to love one another and stop trying to fight against one another and each one teach one. That's what we're here for. Each one teach one. Start helping each other and stop trying to charge each other and start loving one another and start caring for one another and start helping our black brother or black sister out. But we only have a couple of more seconds. I want to say I thank y'all for calling in the street and make sure y'all call back next week. We have a whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole hour next
let
week from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Everybody on the line, all my black African American people, whatever race you is, I love you. Well, baby.
Love you too.
All right, we love you all, and thank y'all for coming. We only have 6 seconds left, and God bless. And thank y'all for coming. Remember to call back
Where is he, and what's taking him so long? And you brought us out here. Where is your God? You know, not walking in what God.
Ain't even got big mamas no more. Ain't that something?
Y'all have a nice night. God bless.